You might have noticed that this year we brought you a whole lot more Latin music. That's because throughout the year, we've been hanging out with our friends Felix Contreras and Jasmine Garst. They host the online music show Out Latino on NPR Music. Today, they're going to hook us up with the artists they're most excited about for 2012. Jasmine, Felix, welcome back to the program.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for having us.
What are the trend predictions for 2012?
I'm going to give you three predictions. My first is that it's going to be a really interesting year for Latin rappers. My second prediction is that it's also going to be a great year, as you'll see from the artists we brought for you today, for songstresses. And I also bet that it's going to be a very politically charged musical year. A lot of the records I'm getting in the mail to review already, which are records that are going to come out in 2012, very politically strong records.
And I understand you brought actually an album to premiere.
Yes, we have Carla Morrison, which is one of our favorite songstresses, really powerful ballads.
You know, a few years ago, I was at South by Southwest, and Carla Morrison's manager gave me the CD, and I didn't know her at all. And I remember going back to my hotel room and putting it in my laptop, and the sound just floated out like a mist.
She's generally had a very kind of a mix of doo-wop and kind of wall of sound, girl groups. This is a song called Déjenme Llorar, or Let Me Cry.
He estado recordando los momentos que te di, cuántos tú me diste y por qué ahora estoy aquí. Sentada en el suelo pensando que te quiero, que te quise tanto y que tu amor me es necesario.
All right, well, next, it looks like it's going to be a very good year for women based on the next group you're bringing us, right? We've got a band.
This is a band called Illa Bamba. They're from Portland, Oregon, and they're an interesting, they've got an indie rock background, but another strong vocalist in Lucelena Mendoza. She knocked me out again. Maybe it's these voices. If the voice stands out to me, I'm just a sucker for it. You know? Lucelena is originally from San Francisco, from a traditional Mexican-American family in the Bay Area. And she ended up in Portland, Oregon. And she's part of the indie rock scene there, but what she's doing with this stuff is kind of going back to her Mexican roots. This is a new album. We're sort of cheating. It doesn't come out till the end of February. But I think it's their strongest work yet.
All right, and Jasmine, you promised me some rap, right? You said that was going to be another trend. So what have you brought in that genre?
We've talked about the Panamanian, by way of Oakland, rap duo Los Racas. And one of their members, Racadun, is going to be releasing his first solo album called Afro Latino. This is the song Sueño Americano, or American Dream. Estos manes no conocen nada de mí, ni saben lo que he tenido que hacer para vivir. La vida en América no es como creí, ni menos como piensan los que no viven aquí. Es dura, compuesto en Panamá, que si no tienes algo el vecino te lo da. Acá si quieres algo tú lo tienes que buscar, y si no hay trabajo entonces tienes que pecar, porque renta es cara, la ley es mala.
So this is a little bit harder than what we heard from them before?
Yes, traditionally in that duo, Racadun kind of brings the harder voice and the other half, Racarich, kind of softens it. Racadun has this very, I always call it like a machine gun style of rapping. He just goes fast, 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 fast. What I've heard so far sounds wonderful, and I think, I don't know if it'll be a big year for Latin rap, but it'll be an interesting year for Latin rap. You have Calle 13 from Puerto Rico doing... They're starting to work on some of their first English language rap songs, which I'm interested. I'm holding my breath for that. And then you're going to have this release. Los Racas have been poised to really reinvent Latin rap for some time now. Hopefully 2012 will be their year.
All right. So how do you two want to wrap it up? What's the last recommendation going into 2012?
More rap with Ana Tiju from Chile.
Ah.
Desclasificado, soy el último eslabón que miraron de lado. El corazón anclado, desparramado porque nunca seré aceptado. El tipo, el límite, el que nadie mide. El que enseñaron que nunca será libre. Educarse para mí no es accesible, por más que el comercial diga que todo es posible. A veces una y a veces nada, en donde quiero que casea. Mi cara marcada, perdida la mirada, la vista hacia la ventana. ¿Qué será lo que define ya de mi trama?
So it's not so easy for women rappers in the States. So talk a little bit about this artist and sort of what the prospects are for her breaking through.
As far as Ana Di Giuoco, she's been incredibly successful in the Latin alternative market. She's been very well received here in the United States. I mentioned that it's going to be a very political year for Latin music. This is, I think, even more political than her last album, 1977. She's talking a lot about social inequality, about the education protests that have really been ripping her native Chile apart. And I think this is an album, again, that's poised to reestablish what Latin rap is.
And this new album that she has coming out, from what I've heard so far, there's a lot more to it than just hip-hop beats and sample music. There's orchestration, there's all these different elements. And I think that that's really going to push this album to the next level for her.
All right, well, we're looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to seeing if these predictions are going to come true. Felix Contreras and Jasmine Garst host the online music show Alt Latino at npr.org/Alt Latino. Thank you both.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. Happy New Year. I'm Audie Cornish. Soy el último eslabón de la pirámide. Esperé, ya no sé si tal vez en mi limbo quizás fracasé. Esperé, ya no sé si tal vez en mi limbo.